Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care Radio. Brandon Tamman, pleased to be joined now by Atchison County boys basketball coach. That is Corey Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, I know the season, not what you wanted. It's been certainly a grind. A lot of kids, you know, kind of progressing in their first year at the varsity level. You come back, you get that win. We talked about it last week when you beat Veritas Christian, and then we were kind of previewing your next game, which was Friday last week, against a very good team in Care Paravel, a top 10 team in 2A. They come rolling into Effingham on Friday, leading for a majority of the game, but down the stretch, Care Paravel, they come back, they won it 61-56. So you see how things have gone this season. You welcome in a non-familiar opponent and a top 10 team in 2A Friday night. You lead most of the way. I know you don't get the win, but I know there's probably a lot of positives you can take away battling with one of the top 10 teams in the 2A class last week.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you always want to win. You always want to win those ones where you're playing well, and we couldn't pull that one out. But like you said, you know, good competition. Care Paravel is top 10 in the state and number one in our region currently. So, you know, to come out and play the way we did, to play so well, was really good to see. It was positive for the team. You know, we led most of the game till about 3 minutes left, and then they just got us at the end and pulled away, and we couldn't overcome that. But, you know, we played well. We shot well. I thought we competed on defense against a really good team. And, you know, another good thing to see was just, like, our school and community support and just how loud the gym was in that type of environment. It was fun for the team to compete in.
What would you say was maybe the key contributing factor that maybe allowed that game to go in the way of Care Paravel? Was it a key turnover? Was there one play that stood out? I mean, what kind of takes, you know, the cake in terms of down the stretch in the fourth quarter that allowed Care Paravel to come back in that game?
Yeah, first half we shot the ball really well, and we took an 11-point lead to half. And then third quarter, you know, shots started not to go in, but we were able to maintain the defensive intensity and still had a 6-point lead going to the fourth. Fourth quarter came. They were hungry, obviously, as a good team and a team that wins a lot. You know, you don't give up till the end. So they turned it on the fourth quarter. You know, we competed. I would say the difference, though, was probably interior play. We lack size. And fourth quarter, they got the ball inside a little bit better. They got some rebounds and got some putbacks. So I would say it was like just a lack of size in the interior defense allowed them to come out victorious there.
You guys are back at home on Friday. You welcome in Horton for the Northeast Kansas League matchup this season, and you saw them second game of the year back on December the 5th, and that game not one, but two overtimes. You guys win it at Horton 64-61. So, again, two teams fairly evenly matched. You win it in double overtime the first time around. Talk about the progression that you've seen from your team from back then to where we are today and just kind of the expectations for this second matchup against the Chargers on Friday.
Yeah, that, like you said, the second game of the year for us and their first game of the year. So it was a fun game for both teams back then. And obviously they've gotten a lot better, even though they haven't had the wins and we haven't had the wins either. You know, their team has been competing against some good teams lately, just coming up short in those games. And in terms of our team, you know, we're so young, we're so inexperienced that first week that we're doing a better job of competing and playing hard, rebounding, as well as I think our offensive execution and understanding what a high quality shot is on offense at the varsity level has improved as the season's gone on, and that's helped us in these last few games play a little bit better.
Atchison County boys basketball coach Corey Eckert, we always appreciate the few minutes, man. You were right there with the top 10 team in 2A. Care Paravel does get the win Friday, 61-56, and now back to it. Atchison County at home Friday, taking on Horton. Of course, that first matchup back in December went the way of ACCHS in double overtime. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon.